insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, I'm Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, and we're going to be with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. And in this edition of the program, we'll try to discuss the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. We'll be back after you listen to the verses we're going to discuss in this episode.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون.
And do not disgrace me on the day they are all resurrected.
يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون.
The day when there will not benefit anyone, wealth or children.
إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم.
But only one who comes to Allah with a sound heart.
Brothers and sisters, as you were with us, we were discussing these couple of verses of chapter Shu'ara. وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. And abase me not on the day when men will be raised up, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ, the day where neither wealth nor sons will avail, إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ, except for him who comes to Allah with a pure heart. So, Prophet Abraham, as we mentioned in the previous episode, asks Almighty Allah not to be abased and blamed in hereafter, because this is the worst state of a person. And among all the difficulties, Prophet Abraham points to this. This means this is really important. In this verse, it says, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. It is the description of that يَوْمَ يُبَعْثُونَ, that day where people will be raised up. And that day is having these descriptions. Neither wealth nor sons will avail. In fact, these two important worldly capitals, properties and human abilities, will not have the least effect for their owners and possessors. Thus, their other capitals of this world, which are located in a grade lower than these two, will not avail them either. And of course, it is evident that the purpose of wealth and sons are not those properties and children that are applied in the way of gaining the pleasure of Allah, but the emphasis is on the material aspects of the subject. This means even those blessings that the Almighty Allah has bestowed upon us, those are the things that can stand in our way in hereafter. Those kinds of mal wa banun, those kinds of sons and wealth that are used in the way of Allah, those kinds of sons that are following the path of salvation, that are helping the others, those kinds of wealth that are used for giving charity, those are not among the instances of this verse. يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ means if you gather money for yourself, if you gather wealth for yourself and banun, and you really care about them, you boast about them, the ones that you are proud of will not help you on that day.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qum.
So, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ. The objective of this concept is that the material capitals will not solve any problems on that day. Of course, if they are used in the way of obeying Allah, in this world, they will not be counted material capitals, and they will get the divine color, so they will be counted as the everlasting good deeds, as baqiyatu salihat. And it is interesting that some Islamic narrations indicate that the charity given from the wealth, the voluntary alms that will remain, and the righteous child who prays for the parents, those are all will be useful for man and hereafter, for anyone who possesses them. Those are the true embodiments of mal wa banun, of sons and wealth, and those are the ones that will help you. But the point is that whatever you count helpful, whatever you count worthy of giving attention, of caring for in this world, this is not necessarily what is going to help you in the other world. This is what is possibly going to render worthless on that day. So you need to really be careful about giving all your aspects of life the divine color so they will be counted as baqiyatu salihat on that day. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. Your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets this life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.